Hey, how's it going? Yeah, it's a great party. How's work been? Great, mine too. Well, if you want to. I'm not sure what we would have to talk about privately, though. So, what did you want to ask me? Are you kidding? You've got to be joking. That's a good one. Seriously, you're for real? Did you really think that I would want to go out with you? Why not? Well, look at yourself and then look at the rest of the men at this party. That should be explanation enough. You're crying now? For fuck's sake, I didn't realize this could get any more pathetic. I'm going back to the party while you sort yourself out. Wait. You're crying, but you're fucking hard. I can see that bulge in your pants. Don't lie to me. Is this turning you on? Oh, really, huh? You like being turned down and humiliated? Is that why you asked me out? Because you figured you could get your rocks off on me saying no? I bet you weren't expecting me to be this cruel about it, were you? I just don't like people wasting my time with propositions I would never accept. The idea of spending an evening with you? Of sleeping with you? Well, it fucking disgusts me. That's a wet spot on your pants now, isn't it? Holding your hands in front of your crotch isn't going to hide anything now. You're leaking so much that I can see it through your boxers and your pants. All from me talking down at you. You're not even wearing boxers? Prove it. Did I stutter? Take off the fucking pants and prove it. Might as well take off your shirt, too. You really weren't wearing any. Going commando to a party. Do you get off on your cock chafing against your jeans? Then again, there's not much to chafe. Oh, honey. You thought you would be able to satisfy me with that thing? That's pathetic. It's fully hard already and not even big enough for me to feel it going in. Ooh, it twitched. It's cute when it's so tiny. You're dripping on the floor. What if I open the door right now and let the party into this room? How humiliating would that be? For everyone to see your tiny clit dick. For them to know that you tried to ask me out when I look like, well, this. And you look like that. If you're that turned on, just touch yourself already. You're not very good at listening, and it's pissing me off. Touch yourself. Jerk yourself off. Why? Because it amuses me that you could actually get off like this. See? Amusing. You barely touched your cock and you're already half collapsed against the wall. I still can't believe you like it when I laugh at you. When I call you a worthless pin dick who could never make a woman like me come. Go on, keep jerking yourself off, but don't come until I tell you to. You'll keep amusing me until I tell you I'm done. I'm surprised you can keep a grip on that when it's so small. Doesn't it want to slip right out of your grasp when you stroke it? Especially when it's so wet with pre-cum? The look on your face. You still have tear streaks running down your cheeks, but your face is a mask of pleasure. It might be cute if it wasn't so pathetic. You want me to give you my panties? Really? What are you going to do with them? Are you going to go home and wear them? Sleep with them on your pillow? Sniff them until you come by rutting against your fucking sheets? You're almost like a dog. Would you lick my asshole too, like the dog that you are? It would be pointless for you to fuck me. I wouldn't be able to come like that. But maybe if you use your tongue, you could be of some use. No, obviously I'm not going to let you. And I'm not letting you have my panties either. You know what interests me, though? Finger your ass. Oh, for fuck's sake, it's like you're not even listening to me. Turn around and stick a finger in your ass. Show me all the nasty things you're willing to do for me. Good, you're finally listening. Looks like you've done this before, huh? Do you fuck yourself in the ass while thinking about me? I'm probably spending the night with another guy, you know. I don't spend many evenings alone. I love a nice big cock pounding into me from behind. You wouldn't even be able to fuck me in doggy. It would fall right out. Oh, you look like you're desperate to come. Are you? Come on. Tell me again how desperate you are to come. If you don't beg me for it, I'll leave right now. You want me in front of you when you come, don't you? Yeah, I fucking thought so. Beg some more. I need a bit more convincing before I let you come. Turn back around to face me. I want to watch your face while you come like the pathetic man that you are, fingering your ass and getting off on being rejected. Pathetic little bitch. Look at you. Tiny dick completely invisible in your hand. Go ahead and come. Worthless, useless pin dick. You came as soon as I told you to, like you were a dog listening to my commands. Now you've made a huge fucking mess on your hand and on the hardwood. Clean it up. Not with your shirt, idiot. I mean, clean it up. Cleaning it up with your tongue is the only proper way. You're done getting off and you're still doing what I tell you to do. Licking the cum from between your fingers. Make sure to get it all. Every last drop. Clean up the floor, too. On your fucking knees. Oh, I'm really tempted to open the door and let the whole party watch this. You, on the floor, lapping up your own cum like it's spilled whipped cream. There won't be a next time, honey. Not even in your wildest fucking dreams. Seriously? You're offering to pay me to talk to you like that? Like you're the dirt on the bottom of my shoe? I guess there's no harm in doing it. Give me your number. Your phone number, idiot. I'll contact you the next time I'm in a bad mood. Then you can make my day a little bit better by paying me and making me laugh at your pathetic antics. Until then, have fun with the party. I'm gonna find someone with a bigger cock to take me home. Maybe I'll even tell you about it when I call you.